Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Hello everyone, Jody DeVere here, CEO of AskPatty.com, and our monthly radio show, Automotive Advice for Women. I am so excited and happy to have as my guest today, Lizelle Landino, dealer advocate for PCG Digital Marketing. She has had a really amazing ride in the automotive industry, working at dealerships and now at a digital marketing company with some of the true leaders and innovators in digital marketing strategies for auto dealers and other automotive retailers. Welcome, Lizelle, to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me by. Jody, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, you have quite a passion for the industry, and we've spent time together, and I just have so much admiration for you and the things that you're doing, traveling all over the country, really representing women in such a positive, energetic, and really leadership style. And, you know, PCG Digital Marketing has become one of the leading companies, and you must be very excited to have the opportunity to work with such a dynamic group of individuals that is really supportive of leading women.
Yes, absolutely. I am very, very blessed. I'm very lucky. I have some wonderful mentors in Brian and Glenn. They're great people. I'm working with a very passionate team. And it's really great to be able to redefine prosperity for a lot of people in the auto industry.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started in your career in the auto industry.
Ooh, I was one of those people that fell into this business, happened to just have my kids, and I was just looking for an income at the time, and I really, really grown a tremendous passion for it, this business, and really, really value the auto business. I don't think there's any other way or any other place I'd rather be.
Well, that's a really great statement. I also find the automotive industry completely exciting, always ever-changing, very challenging at times, mm-hmm. but it really gets me out of bed in the morning because I love the excitement of this really fantastic industry that we work in. You know, I understand that PCG Digital Marketing is having a conference in February. In fact, I'm one of the speakers. One of the things that I think is really amazing that they have invited such a large number of women to speak at their event, and this really is such a innovative decision because most of the digital marketing conferences that I attend in the auto industry, most of the speakers are men. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. PCG really values education. We really believe that that is a very important part of your success and your own personal success as a person. And the conference is really, really wonderful. It's a very unique educational opportunity for not only dealers, but giving the opportunity to female speakers to actually be able to be an educator and voice their experiences and their practices, their strategies, and give back to the community, give back to the dealers. And it's really great that BCG really values women in it as a very growing aspect in the auto business.
Yeah, in fact, I spoke to Brian Posh earlier today on another topic, and he stated that many of the high-ranking leading women in his persons in his organization are women, and it's really remarkable that he has built a company that's more reflective of the consumer. I mean, after all, 50% of automotive purchases at a minimum, and probably much more, are made by women, and definitely 85% of those purchases are influenced by women. So by having a group of women trainers and educators is more reflective of who they're selling to in the auto industry. I really applaud this strategy and wholeheartedly support it. And I think for you, Lizelle, it's just a great environment to work in when you're getting so much support to help develop your leadership skills.
Absolutely. We have some really, really amazing, strong women in our offices, in our corporate team, that really defines and keep redefining the future, not just for the auto industry, but for women in general, giving the opportunities and really looking up to people like Brian. You know, he must have a secret to his genius mind somewhere, I think. And it's a very enchanted mind, and it's great to be part of it.
Yeah, well, you know, in the auto industry, as you're out looking for mentors, because there's so few women in leadership positions, very often we women find a supportive man in leadership to be our mentor and our champion and to give us those opportunities to get in leadership position. We really need that support from the men too. And so I have a lot of respect for Brian and Glenn, that they have purposely taken this position to help develop leading women like yourself, Lizelle, who you have so much to give and are such a huge success in what you do and give so much value to your customers and to your company. You know, just a fun question. I'm always curious of all the women that I interview, what kind of car you drive? Like, what kind of car would this powerful Lizelle Landino, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Mercedes.
Drive a Mercedes. Well, that's nice. What kind?
Yes, Brian pays for it. I'm just kidding.
So you drive a Mercedes, and I also understand you're a single mom, which is pretty typical of working women today. You have young children that you're caring for and juggling a career. Can you give some tips to some of our women listeners on how you're managing that situation?
Oof, yes. I think children is probably, my kids was really my inspiration and really fueled my drive to be better and succeed, because I am the resource and they look up to me. And it's been a very, very challenging road. Lots of long hours, a lot of sacrifices, but it is very difficult as a single mother. And if I have to look back at it, I don't actually remember or can't tell you how I did it. But the daily want and the daily belief and passion that you have within is really what drives you every day to the next level. And it's pretty much as the saying goes, fake it till you make it, never give up, keep going.
Yeah, I think the tenacity. I too was a single mom. My children's father passed away, and you know, I was very committed, and like you, half of my drive and ambition, at least in the beginning of my career, was to provide for my children. And then later it became other things as they grew up and became successes of their own, to reach out and mentor women and to enjoy doing creative work. And Ask Patty has certainly been that for me, and get involved in more philanthropy as we often do in the later part of our career. And so, you know, I always champion women, single women parents, because it is like you, when I look back on all the Little League games and everything that I did while I was juggling these careers, I can't believe I did all that. but you just do it with commitment and tenacity. So congratulations. Lizelle, what is the one piece of advice that you would give women listeners if they were looking to get a career in automotive? What you know, I really think it's a missed opportunity for women not to think about careers in automotive. What piece of advice would you give a woman?
You are absolutely correct. There is so much opportunity, and I feel that women might be a little bit afraid, maybe feel a little bit intimidated because it's a male-dominant industry. This is a wonderful, wonderful industry with a lot of wonderful, great people, role models, women like yourself that, you know, sets a really high standard. There are great people to help. There's so much resources to help you get to the next level. My tip and my really only thing I would say is automotive, and learn as much as you can. Take opportunity when you can. Never say no. Never stop learning. And embrace it. It is a very lucrative industry. And you as a woman can be successful and more successful because you are a woman. It's going to be, in order to get where you need to be in this business, it's going to define you. But keep going, because it's really great. It's a great ride. And I think it's the best industry in the entire world. It's really great. I love it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Lizelle. Right now I want to turn to another topic, which is Thanksgiving, and the holiday season is right around the corner. And I wanted to give a few quick tips on preparing for holiday travel. Some of you may be planning for a little road trip, and it's always good to be prepared. Be sure and pack your emergency kit, your emergency toolkit, and also an emergency kit for your family. Also, make sure that you have taken your car in for a regular maintenance checkup, have checked your tire tread, tire pressure, and make sure that your vehicle is in top running order before you hit the road. Also, plan ahead and avoid the heavy traffic zones. There are a lot of things that you can do, and Google Maps and various others, to plan your route around heavy traffic zones to take the stress out of visiting your family over the holiday weekend. Also, take some snacks and always take extra water and some blankets too, especially if you're living in climates where severe weather could be a challenge as you're on the road. You know, I always think, when I think about Thanksgiving, I always think of the word gratitude, and I'm so gratified and grateful for all the listeners and all the Ask Patty Automotive Advice fans, members, and supporters, and for women like you, Lizelle, who really set the bar and are such a great example of what a woman can achieve in her career. So thanks for being on the show. It's been a great broadcast today. I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.